mindfulness of body is held to encompass all states that give rise to wisdom. So it's a reminder that with mindfulness of body, we are not just looking at an outward form or anatomy, but the energetic sensitivity, the body as a sense organ, the body as a feeling experience, and the body as something that has an intelligence, that begins its senses what's happening at the surface of the skin. That's its job. The feeling of safety or well-being, and also it senses what's happening internally in terms of the health, the tensions, the what's happening in the organs, in the vitality, well-being, tension, ease, comfort. So there's a lot of intelligence going on there. And because the mind always synthesizes with the other sense organs, sense data, we see something and we find it attractive, the mind lights up and synthesizes, makes something out of it. In the body you're getting a very direct synthesis because it's not just a matter of taste, it's something that's much more deeply embedded in life itself. The body is a matter of life and death, of warmth, of pain and pleasure, and fear and love and joy. So this area then, if we track it, if we're really tuning into it, it gives rise to very helpful mind states associated with ease and release of tension and stress, and clarity, directness. What we feel in our bodies becomes what we feel in our minds. What we feel in our minds becomes what we feel in our bodies. To this extent, even the word mind is problematic. Particularly since Descartes, mind went up into the head, and then gradually been pushing it, widening the boundaries ever since. The last 100 years or so, it came back and encompassed heart, became psyche, unconscious, collective unconscious psyche, and it's continuing to develop. And now we have coming close to the Buddha term citta, which means awareness, spirit, heart, mind, intelligence, all these things. So what we experience psychologically, what we experience emotionally, that is also mind, affected mind. The primary quality of citta is just the sense of knowing, sensing, being aware, and then the very colours that come into that, emotional tones, intentions, trembling, firmness, and so on. So using, when you come into your body with awareness, then you're bringing awareness in the body, and you're able to bring these effects of steadying, of calming, easing into mind without any intellectual effort, just by placing awareness into something that is comfortable, steady, it becomes that way. Now the topic then is how to establish this presence in the body, since most of the body sensations. And sensations for anyone are not always that good. Yeah. as far as I can sense in my own body, there's always something painful going on. Those are sensations. Painful or disagreeable or something one just has to kind of bear with. It's too hot, it's too cold, there's an ache here, there's a twinge there. That's the deal with sensations. And okay, you get some good stuff too, but it's generally it's not that great. Particularly when you sit still, it's definitely not great. So there's that, but there's more to it than that. There's also energies. Energies are the vitality of the body, we could say it's energy. And of course, this is where you as meditators, you have the big advantage over people who don't cultivate, because when you tune into breathing, you're tuning into the fundamental vitality, energy source of life. So that's a big, big thing. And with that, that's bigger than sensations. You know? So that's what keeps you going. So for this we tend to focus particularly on this energetic process. And there's two phases to it, very simple. There's the discharge, which is breathing out. Everything releases and softens. And breathing in, things sharpen and brighten, regenerate. So you can detect that to some degree. When you breathe in, it's brightening. Things tend to sharpen, become more vitalized. Breathe out. Things tend to soften, fade, become quieter. Now that will develop, actually. The more you bring your awareness into that, you can begin to notice that often there are blocks, subtle or gross, obstacles to that process. Something in us is actually interfering with that energy. It can be physical, one feels physically tense or tight, but it's often results of tension in the body, frozen areas in the body, shock, psychological effects such as shame, fear, and so forth. This closes us down. This is where, you know, to be mindful of the body really requires a good deal of goodwill to encourage system to come out of pressure, shock, shame, fear. And, these things are not always verbal. We don't always have a thought process going on. It can be something pretty non-verbal. Just an overall sense of held tight, or an overall feeling of inadequacy, or an overall feeling of don't want to be here. We don't know what it is, it's just that sense. So these are psychological effects that get carried as ongoing resonances, and they become embodied. So in certain places in your body you can feel quite restricted. It could be your throat, your chest, your belly, any area of the abdomen from the midriff all the way down to the pelvic floor, something that doesn't ease, it tends to tighten and resist. So in a process of breathing, we're beginning to maybe touch into some of these places. Every time you find that something resisting or not at ease, this is where this quality of goodwill and gentleness, openness, non-pressure. And when you find a place of tension or resistance or numbness, try to pause, not push through it. And in a sense of an attitude of receive this, just be with this, open to this, widen your awareness, soften your attitudes, and see if you can just relax a little, breathe through it. When I mean breathing, I don't purely mean the process of air, I mean a sense of both of vitality and also even of awareness itself. Letting your awareness not be frightened, annoyed, disappointed by difficulties in your experience. Not to think something going wrong. Not to think you shouldn't feel that way. Not to struggle or fight with it. Or get frustrated. Just stay there. A mind of goodwill, openness, accepting. And see if you can relax a little. If your system can relax a little. As it gets clearer, things get clearer, you can begin to track the degree of when you're breathing out, when the out-breath is going. You can track energy shifting, draining, moving down. Even track the muscles in the body as they begin to gently unbind to breathe out, particularly the abdominal muscles, of course. So it's not just a sudden switch off, is it? It's a very thorough, graduated releasing that occurs in the all the muscles of the body, particularly the abdominal muscles, to allow that release. You know? So the energy of discharge is just as intelligent as the energy of picking something up. For example, if you've ever damaged your arm, I've broken my arm one time, it takes just as much careful muscles to put something down as it does to pick something up. You may think picking up is what muscles do, but actually putting something down takes a very careful, you know, extension and awareness in the muscles. Otherwise it's just collapse, isn't it? You put something down, but you don't think that takes any effort. It's not a conscious effort in your thought, but the body has to carefully arrange that so it becomes steady and smooth. Similarly, it's doing that with the breathing. We may think breathing in is, but it's not. In fact, try to not make a point of not doing anything on breathing in other than witnessing. Breathing out, just sense the graduated release that occurs in the body, in its system, to allow everything to relax. The more you sense that, the more you're able to sense areas which are not comfortable and relaxing, which are slightly withheld or tight, or you're not even a bit numb. And those are the places where goodwill, pausing, sensing, feeling the mental tone. They feel agitated or impatient or whatever. May this be well, letting the out-breath go. And let it go completely. Letting it go, so there's nothing, not, you're really letting it go completely down to the, down into your legs, into your feet, if you like. You can extend the flow of energy down into the soles of your feet. As you breathe out, just let it, that wash, that tide wash all the way down. Breathing in, letting it rise, breathing out, releasing it, smoothing down through the body. This is not just purely a body sweep, it's an energetic cleansing and steadying and it has profound effects on the both the tonality of the citta. Citta feels steady, it's no longer rushing, jumping, stuttering, stalling, but it's actually steady, smooth. There's a certain beauty to it when it's steady and smooth. That beauty is joyful. This is where spirit, where we can call citta something like spirit. Spirit rises through knowing itself, through knowing its steadiness, its ease, its completeness. This is one of the effects. Another effect comes in time as we begin to understand that this citta, this awareness, is actually not something inside us, but everything we are is inside it. So our manifestations, our objects, our sensations, our thoughts arise within this. So if you like, the body is within awareness. The material body is in the immaterial. It's often the case, people imagine, you know, awareness is some kind of quality deeply within, and surely that's often where we find access to it. But as it becomes more steady that and complete, it begins to begin to sense it pervading, suffusing the entire being, and gradually we recognize this very sense of having a body itself is purely constructed. And there's a body is not really a problem. You know, you can there are sensations, but that's not really what you've focusing on. You're focusing on the big picture and the sense of ease with that. And let's find some time, because the practical piece is that I can only give some general encouragements and instructions, the practicalities of it, you know, finding your own way. And for sure, you know, it may help. You may find yourself, you want to put a word on the breath to just keep your mind registered, like just counting 1 to 10 and back again, or using the word Buddha on the in-breath and Do on the out-breath. So, you know, something that helps if you're finding it difficult to stay on track. If you're getting more fully in your embodied state, in your embodiment, then taking your time to get the whole body so the inner qualities, the fluid, the flows, the fluidities within the body, the energies within the body, the sensations, and cultivating that so it's no longer it can flow through the whole form. And in this case, then it becomes increasingly possible to discard or to put aside the anatomy and just feel bodily elements arising, such as pressure, warmth, vitality. You don't really need a map of legs and arms anymore. It becomes smooth and steady. And for deeper samadhi, keep focusing on where you feel most comfortable, how you feel most comfortable, the sense of enjoying it, persisting, staying with that, letting it come to you. Personally, I would not recommend searching for the breath. I would recommend getting embodied and waiting till that process brings the breath, breathing to your attention. So you always remain established on your refuge of here, and you let things come to you. This puts the mind in a much better state than trying to find something. So start with just something that you can easily, is given to you already. The presence of body, the presence of here. Sit in that, and then you begin to detect this flow of energy you're breathing, and then you can tune into that. So let's spend some time adopting any of these instructions or ignoring them, as you like.